702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
And The World View is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Well, visit 91.com for more. Morning, Adam. Tell us about Snake Island. Now, that's that island, isn't it, that the Russians tried to take, but the Ukrainians said no.
Yes, until the Russians eventually did take it. Absolutely right. Morning. This island in the Black Sea, south of Odessa, strategically important, they say, geographically, right there, controlling shipping lanes going around it, and potentially, therefore, grain exports, should they ever resume from Odessa and beyond. But it's also an undefendable island because, you remember, there was a small contingent of Ukrainian Marines, and when they were contacted by the Russians to surrender, told the Russians to get lost. Well, it was fruitier language than that, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
A Russian warship, the Moskva, was blown up very close to the island. Then the Russians took over and had been bombarded by Ukrainian artillery from the shore. Essentially, whoever's on the island just gets bombed into oblivion. So therefore, nobody really is going to go and sit there, I think, anymore. Russia suggested that it was a gesture, of peace in withdrawing. Ukraine has claimed it is a significant military victory in forcing the Russians out. It's probably neither, to be honest, but it still remains fascinating. I'm sure there's a book in the history of Snake Island.
Absolutely. Wow, movie as well. And then just tell us briefly about this Welsh trademark row. We were talking sort of about it this morning, but you've got more details.
Yes, this is the idea of what you can trademark, the words you can suddenly wrest from everyone else and make your own, at which point you think it's not really quite fair. I mean, maybe a phrase, but the Welsh word for love, cariad, has become the registered intellectual property of a candle-making firm, Fizzy Foam. Another Welsh word they've also hijacked, if you like, is hiraeth, meaning longing, so love and longing. So you want to be lusty in Welsh and express love and longing. You may own royalties to Fizzy Foam, which seems, I mean, obviously you can do it on an individual basis. We can do it right now and express our cariad for the world and each other. But it's a bit rubbish, isn't it, somehow, that companies can take over words like this. And by the way, rubbish, I think, is a registered trademark word for Ryanair and British Rail.
Sure. The shots are flying in the UK at the moment. Thank you, Adam. All we got time for, I'm afraid, as Adam Gilchrist with his World View.